for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Tuesday morning, June the 27th, 1978. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp and Conference Grounds Summer Camp Meeting being held in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Chuck Flynn is the speaker of the morning.
There are some things that the Holy Spirit would like to have us touch on that we mentioned yesterday, just a matter of review. Some just had come in to the meetings last night and some today. So we appreciate every effort that's been given to this conference and the teachings, and praise God, the anointings upon our brethren has just been sistered and been wonderful. We thank the Lord for it. What we're laying a foundation here is in the personality and the attributes of the Lord Jesus and His desire to commune with His body. The desire of the Father is to prepare a resting place. The covenant of David had to do with the house or the throne of David's greater son, who through the resurrection would provide a house for the Lord. And that's in 1 Chronicles 17, verse 17. David saw that. He says, "You've spoken of thy servant's house for a great while to come." We'll get back to that portion of Scripture. So the body of the Lord is in the eternal program of God. Now, it's in the book of Isaiah where it speaks of this body. And I'd like to have you underline that. And it's the verse and the chapter is not that clear to me right now. If somebody knows that, it's around 40-50th of Isaiah. I have it underlined. Though Abraham knoweth not, let's see. Got it here. All right. Isaiah 63 and verse 16. Speaking of the church, mentioning this body, this group, God is raising up unto Himself. "Doubtless thou art our father, though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledgeth us not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, and thy name is from everlasting. Though Abraham be ignorant of us, and Israel acknowledgeth not. Thou, O Lord, art our Father, our Redeemer, and thy name is from everlasting." So these covenants of God have to do with the culmination of the body of the Lord, and that which the Lord will bring forth in His body, the stone, the foundation stone, the headstone, the stone out of the mountains. Hallelujah. This is the anointing or the vehicle that God is unction has ordained an unction within you and I to have dominion in all the earth. And so in Hebrews 5, we mentioned the dullness of hearing in verse 11. You have the tremendous teaching in the book of Hebrews and how he is bringing out for the comparison of the Aaronic and the Melchizedek order. So he's laying a foundation for every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men. He brings forth the comparison here and then brings out, "Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee." So this is the order now you go back to Acts 2, I don't mean Acts 2, but Psalms 2, this similar proclamation is given. Let me read here verse 4 and 5 in Hebrews 5. No man taketh this honor unto himself, but he that is called of God, as was Aaron. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made an high priest, but he that said unto him, Thou art my son, today have I begotten thee. And put down Psalms 2, verse 7. As he saith also in another place, Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Now there are some strategic psalms that the book of Hebrews is using as the groundwork of debate. The great provings from the writings of David to bring forth that which God is doing in the body. So Psalms 2 is one of those great pivot points. Psalms 1 also we'll be dealing with. Psalms 110, Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. We think, oh, some of these verses, God must just have sort of shoved them in there. It doesn't seem like there's a continuity at all, but there is. Because the Lord is continually on His mind. It's just like when you go to this body of water out here and you would take a smooth stone and throw it out across that body of water. How many have had a stone skip about four times? And maybe seven. You got a good arm. That's the way God's revelation is in His Word. He'll throw that stone, hallelujah, of stumbling into many, but a rock of offense for you and I, hallelujah. And He'll toss that out upon the waters and praise God of eternity, and it skips in revelation. Every now and then you'll see it hit, hallelujah. It's a beautiful example of God's touchdown revelations. Skipping, ricocheting. So this is why He brings forth these precious jewels of anointing that we can build upon, and the Holy Spirit can go back and pick up His Word and continue to expand it. It was given graciously to David, blessed his generation, but in the generation of our Lord and the generation of Paul and Timothy, there was a greater expansion of the Word. Amen. So see, it was not just held to dispensationalism, but it is according to the revelation of the Father, hallelujah. And this is the hour that the Father will reveal His Word to become the backbone of the child of God. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. That rod of iron means that that rod is hollow, and His glory shall flow through it. And it will become the backbone of His people. I like that song, God's Not Through With Me Yet. That's exactly, but some people just don't know how much God's not through. I'm telling you, the power of God is moving, and we're going to have a backbone that will just be wonderful. But look out. Hallelujah. Because He said, this treasure is in earthen vessels, 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7 has to do with the rod of iron, this earthen vessel. The earthen vessel there means in the Greek that it is an adobe pipe, not a vessel that's closed up. The root meaning of those words are that here we are an adobe pipe, loose, open at both ends, and in itself is of no obvious advantage or benefit, but when we are connected with each other, the treasure flows through the earthen vessel as an adobe pipe is put by each other. The glory of God flows through us. So what God initiates in your life, it will flow through, and as you give, you have initiated giving in someone else. As you come forth with that intercession and that mighty hand of God flowing through your life in deliverance, power, and anointing, you're initiating that in somebody else. As Paul the Apostle shook that viper in the fire, there were some barbarous people, and they were watching him. God didn't have that time to just send them all out to some seminary and some training institute. But they were barbarous, and that means they had no scruples according to that which was happening, except they did know a balance of right and wrong. They said, this man must have done wrong. He's escaped the shipwreck. He's escaped the mighty storm. But vengeance is mine. In other words, the wrong, what you reap, or what you sow, you'll reap. The wrong has caught up with him. Therefore, a viper has bitten him. The viper's about 6 inches long, and the snake, large nail size. And Paul shook it in the fire as he was gathering kindling wood. And when the heat of the fire came near him, he was bitten. But the Apostle Paul, in an everyday expression of faith, shook the viper in the fire, and his very bloodstream beat the word of the Lord. Nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Hallelujah.
And the bloodstream beat the rhythm of God in his spirit. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Casting out devils, hallelujah. Lay hands on the sick, raise the dead. Praise God, surely you freely you receive, freely give. And this man had that heartbeat of God upon him, and the very words of the Lord commissioned his body to be under the restraint of the protection of the Lord, and his bloodstream had divine healing, divine help. And because of the commission of the words within him, he shook the viper in the fire. But the barbarous people, Dr. Luke, the Holy Ghost says, now Luke, I want you to write what happened here. You know, the Holy Spirit is very wonderful, and through the administration of the Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost says, now Luke, the Lord loves you. And you're a physician. And Luke wrote a word that is so beautiful. The Holy Spirit used the background of this medical doctor. And see, therefore, I'd like to emphasize that you're a person. You are not a robot, but the Holy Ghost will use you. And someone else might have a wonderful phraseology when they're prophesying or moving in the gifts of the Spirit. And bless God, maybe you and I just got that old southern twang or hallelujah. What our background is going to come forth, and the Lord's proud of it. Now see, I want to emphasize that. Because there are some people that feel their education has been limited, and they'll hold back the revelation of God. And it has nothing to do with that which you feel is limited. You let the anointing touch you, and you're not limited. But God would use your person. Oh, there was nothing so sickening as some of these men that tried to act like Sister Catherine Kuhlman. You know, in ministry. We still got a few of them in California. We got everything in California. And I just mention that as a very well-known example. But be yourself. Be under the anointing of God. First principle is know the trust that Jesus is within you. Principle number two is be yourself. You're not a robot. Let's just praise the Lord. Some mechanical man just stand there until, boy, bless God, if he was going to bless me and use me, got to come up on me with all fours, you know. Many times there is that lack, let's say, or hesitancy, because, well, the enemy will accuse and try to belittle the person's background or the person's person. And that holds you back. But I release that in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
You're the beloved of the Lord. One of the sisters just said she dreamed last night. God used someone else to speak to her. I love you. I love you. I love you. And all those wonderful things. You know, that's what he does. You know, when Judas betrayed him, Judas did not just kiss Jesus in the original language there. He smothered him. He went all over his face. And that was the kiss of betrayal. And that's why the Lord says it's in the face of Jesus Christ, the communion that we have with him, to smother his with kisses of devotion. That's why the Holy Ghost says in Psalms 2, kiss the Son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you better kiss him. That just doesn't mean one little peck either. Praise God. It's just that devotional. Hallelujah. Desire to be with him. All right? If you are in yourself, hallelujah, that wonderful anointing of your person, your personality, God brings it forth, cleanses it. These are processes of channel anointings. If you're the channel of God, hallelujah. And so praise God. This treasure's an earthen vessel. It flows through us. The backbone of God is upon us. We release the gifts of the Spirit, and that initiates someone else to be released. When we pray, that encourages someone else to pray, because the glory's going through you and you're connected with somebody else. Hallelujah. And so when the barbarous people saw that this channel, then he did not fall down dead suddenly. Acts 28, verse 6, you should underline. But God used the personality of Luke, and Luke said when they saw that he didn't die, that he didn't swell up. That type of poison swells up the blood vessels. The individual is bloated. The Darien province below Panama, the Four Square missionary told me that there was a young man that was bitten by this type of snake. They had to build the casket 3 times before they got him in the ground. The body swells that much. Tremendous poison. That's why all he did is stand around a few minutes and, well, he's had it. We'll just stand around and see it. That's the way some people are. We'll just stand around and see the whole thing go down. Hallelujah. Praise God, the church is not going to go down. Amen? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The vipers of life may bite us, but we got the resilience of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We just snap right back. Praise God. But Dr. Luke wrote M-E-T-A-B-A-L-L-O, Metaballo, M-E-T-A-B-A-L-L-O. They had a change, and that word change, the only place it's written in the Word of God, Dr. Luke reached back in his medical background, pulled out a medical term, and put it in there in the Greek. And it's where we get the word metabolism. They had a metabolism of their mind. They were not only changed their mind, they were not only had a difference of opinion, but the anointings of God through a vessel that they saw the Lord move through the viper in the fire, Paul did. He did not have any connection with them, but they were watching his life, and they had a 4-year seminary course in the anointings of God. Their metabolism of their mind changed. The old life of the mind left them, and the metabolism means a tossing together of the many things and the balances of your body to produce the minerals of life. And when you have metabolism of the mind, brother, that means you're sane. You know the things of God. And they were revealed to them because God had to raise up leadership. He did it through somebody who the vipers of life tried to destroy. Let's praise God. Lord, we thank you. Lord, there's many vipers who will try to bite and try to destroy the holy man of God, the anointing of a sister or brother or young person. But my God, we protect them. We plead the blood. We speak the anointing. We thank you, Lord, for leadership that will throw the vipers in the fire. We thank you for the metabolism of the mind. Praise God. And that's why the Lord allows certain things to happen, because it's our reaction to those things that improves lives. I didn't see much benefit, my wife and I, when our son had the shotgun blow up in his face up here at Meeker, Oklahoma, and took his left eyeball. And we were in the country, and for a while he didn't think he'd make it. But praise God, he's with us, and we're believing God for a creative miracle.
Praise God.
It was a low blow, and the blows continue to come. The day he came home, the coach had dismissed him because he couldn't see. Tremendous pitcher. In fact, real good, his dad thinks. But here he could not see first base, so he couldn't be on the team. So praise God. There's a lot of other things, you know, that sort of each one of us have. But let's toss them in the fire. Hallelujah, the Holy Ghost. We're not going to swell up, neither are we going to shrink. My wife said, everything, everybody's being shaken today. Bless God, we're not going to be shaken. And she packed my suitcase and I kept going. We praise God, hallelujah, that we can believe the Lord, and amen. I just mentioned that in my encourage. Hallelujah. These things happen. Praise God that we might come forth with the strength and the joy. But someone else has got a metabolism of the mind, amen? Amen. Someone else is being called into the ministry. I don't know who, but God does. Possibly through what we went through with or what you're going through with, it's going to benefit somebody. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't you kid yourself. Somebody thinks you're somebody. They're watching. Amen. And when you can praise God, when there's those times, amen, it's the channel that God's preparing. And when you're desiring to be used of the Father, there's that channel that is being tried and tested and proven, hallelujah, that when the anointings come, praise God, you'll not wilt under it. And when he grabs you, as God said, Jonathan had a bow that he could trust. It wouldn't turn back on him, but he said, Israel, you're a deceitful bow. Every time I grab you, you flip on me. Can't use you as a mighty weapon. Because, see, a bow is cut against the grain, and then when you bend it till the string sings, hallelujah. That's the pressure. God wants each one of us. And when that bow is bent, 30 pounds, 35, 40, a 60-pound bow, oh my, the greater the weapon. And when you can sing, when your string can sing, hallelujah. When you can sing under that pressure, when the tune comes forth, and God says, you're ready, I can use you. Hallelujah. And every time some people, as their lives are under pressure, murmur and complain, and they flip on God, and they cannot be used. So this is the basic second principle. But to know that, praise God, your personality and that which God has given you is important. For you, hallelujah, to stand, and having done all, still stand, for you're the weapon of the Lord. Amen. Now, we have weapons of our warfare, but we are his weapons. The anointings of his person. When he grabs you, hallelujah, we're not going to flip on you, Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because it's his strength within us anyway. But praise God. Now, that channel of anointing, he works with us. He deals with us. We're under his workings to bring forth a maturity and a strength to be used so he can flow his pure gifts through us, so he can flow the income of prosperity, so he can flow the wisdom. Hallelujah. Whatever he needs, he'll know he can use and pick up those and pick them out and use them or move them into the strategic body of the Lord. the gifts of the Spirit. You're the channel of the Lord. Now let's go to a very interesting condition of this channel that's to be used of the Lord. Principle number 3 is there is a communication with giving of the gifts back unto God that is probably principle number -3. In other words, it should be only, it's very important. I go to Mount Carmel. I see a man of like passions as we are. Call him out. Elijah. A man who prayed. James tells us he's just like we. Just like we are. But he prayed. And heaven was shut up. And a great drought come in the land. And God said, Elijah, while this drought is upon the land, while I'm dealing and working with others, I'll take care of you. See, God could be, you think, well, now why am I in this situation? It could be that God just moving and taking care of a whole situation, an event or a circumstance or a body. And you're in that situation, but God will take care of you until the whole thing moves together. Amen? Amen. Just by Mary and murmuring, she held up the whole camp of Israel for 6 days, was it? 6 or 7 days? Till she was cleansed. So the Lord said, Elijah, go out to the brook. And he said, the brook will flow. And he said, I'll cause the ravens. God healed their very nature. He changed their nature to feed Elijah. Raven's nature, just scraps and garbage. But the ravens went, and they knew where they could get some good sourdough bread and some good beef. Amen. They knew where Irma Miller lived, I guess, because we had some good beef and roast last night. But those ravens went, and they got food that was against their nature. And they came, and they gave the meat and the bread to Elijah. They fed him. But his miracle dried up. And there's some people, after their miracle dries up and God wants to take them deeper, they hold on to that little miracle and starve to death. They stick around thinking that something else is going to happen just as good as that was, and they never go on to see that there's other avenues of glory. God said, I've commanded the ravens, the brook will quench your thirst. But as the times got harder, God said, all right, Elijah, now I've commanded a widow. This is beautiful here. This is one of the most exciting phrases of the Word of God. There's others, of course. But God says, I've commanded the widow. And when Elijah got over there, she's ready to die. It's just like some of us. We're under the command of God, and we're just about ready to die. Why, we don't know what we're going to do. We don't have direction. And yet, our hearts are burning within us. Hallelujah. Now just hang in there. Amen. Praise God. But Elijah didn't stay where the miracle was. It had dried up. And that's why God dealt with Abraham. Give me Isaac. And Abraham had his little Isaac, his little darling. And some of us have those little darlings that God has given us. God gave it to us. And it binds them from going on and being used mightily for the Lord. People that have been used, people that have had the anointings of God in their life, but to stay around where the miracles already dried up, God wants to take them further. But they hold on to those little darlings. And they're still doing their little thing that they've done for years instead of going on and seeing that God's revelation is beautiful. Praise God. Appreciate the background. I think all of us appreciate that which God has led us thus far. But amen, we're responsible for what He's saying to us today. Amen. Hallelujah. And so shall we open our minds. Be teachable, amen. Be balanced, but be teachable. Those are the two main phases in the body. Now this is the strength and the anointing that the command of God was upon the widow. And Elijah went, and there he said, make me a cake. Now, then she went. She said, I just have enough. She knew what she had. Peter, he says to the lame man at the gate, beautiful, he said, such as I have. Amen? Hallelujah. There's the difference. Hallelujah. You know, it was the same thing. She knew what she had. She said, I just have enough. And she was right. I just have enough for one cake. But Elijah says, now, you make me a cake. Now, if he'd have stopped there, then possibly we could have, he would have been under a sort of that which would be egotistical or just to himself. But he says, you make me a cake and then make one for you and your boy. He spoke it. See, when the word goes forth, they had two cakes then. She knew how much one cake, and that's all they had. But God doubled what she had. Every time they ate, God doubled it. So whether you and I were going to be fed by loaves and fishes that are blessed and the multitudes fed, or whether we're going to have one cake at a time, friend, don't worry. God knows how to feed us. Or if the ravens come, hallelujah. Amen. So allow that to come in your heart. You're under the command of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And oh, the beauty of it, that the oil kept running enough for two cakes every time. And the meal was there enough for two cakes every time until the drought was over. All right, you have that miracle, then you have the feeding by the widow, and then you have Mount Carmel. The same way that David said, it's the lion, it's the bear. Now, in the anointings of the gifts of the Spirit, there is a progressiveness. Just because there's a desire within you to move in the gifts of the Spirit, there's no sign. Sometimes you can get up and the potential is there, but there is a maturing process in the word and the praise and the victory and that which God gives. A wisdom and flow in the anointings of the Holy Ghost. And that's why the Bible says, let one prophesy, let the other judge. Now, to me, I understand that to be not just every Tom, Dick, and Harry that knows the Lord. It's the other prophet that knows transitional periods and the frustrations and the pressures and the loneliness at times and the great anointings and the fervence of that which brings forth that anointing. Let the other prophet judge, not just anybody. Praise God. Some people that's all they do is they're fruit inspectors. And they don't like anything. And they go from pillar to post and from meeting to meeting and they can just lay out. Make you feel like Flintstone, just crack and fall in a heap. And when you're used of the Lord, you'll always have God's little helpers coming around and telling you what you did and what you didn't do, so that you missed it. Hallelujah. But you sit there like a bump on a log and quench the Holy Ghost, nobody will say anything. I mean, you know, there'll be no criticism. It's only when you get out there where you can be shot at that the little person will shoot at you. And that's why the Lord says, cast not away your confidence. Why did he say that? On the authority of the gifts and the ministry flowing through you. Don't throw your weapon down. It's in the Greek. That's what it means. Cast not away your confidence means don't throw your weapon down while you're being shot at. Silly. The greatest attacks of the Apostle Paul was not in the theaters of Ephesus and those places where the crowds got after him. The thing that he really hated was the brethren that kept criticizing him. And he had to say, I magnify my office. Cast not away your confidence that the anointing of God's upon you. Not in a proud arrogance, but praise God, in a confidence that you know, hallelujah, Let the Lord Jesus move in your life with a humble heart. You'll not be moved. Now first begin to move in the gifts of the Spirit. Glenn and Irma know, you just sort of stumble around. They were a great help to us, but praise God, But there's some that, hallelujah, they're right there to clobber you. Preparing for the Vietnam airlift, I was holding a revival, and I went down one side and calling people out, went all the way around this church, and my, the Lord was blessing, and hearts were crying, and my, well, you could tell that God was touching people, and the word of knowledge was so real, and come around to a couple and said, now being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. And I remember that scripture over them. And then the Lord blessed them. And oh, how he was going to use them and everything. And oh, praise the Lord. It was beautiful. And so when the meeting was dismissed, well, the pianist come over to me. And she hollered for the pastor. And we had a meeting of the Sanhedrin. And she went up one side and down the other. And most of it was sand. And boy, she criticized, I don't like this anyway. I don't like this style of worship, calling people out and prophesying over them anyway. She said, that couple is not even saved. You missed it. I want you to know. And boy, she just wanted the pastor to hear how she really just went and demoralized and criticized very heavily. Well, see, I took her word for it. She was so vehement and so abusive and strong. Just because somebody's got a loud mouth is no sign they're always right. Usually they're the ones everybody hears. They've got the will to get up and say it like it's law and it's straight from the throne and they don't know what they're talking about. And boy, I went home just barely dragging. My wife saw all she could do to encourage me. And boy, she finally, I was so discouraged about it. I said, well, if I can't, Lord, I don't want to miss God. And I don't want to, be ministering in here. She said that that couple and everything was wrong for him. And it was really discouraging. A young minister flowing in that dimension. Can I hear it? Lord, why? How come I missed it? So many others I didn't miss it. My wife looked at me and she didn't know any circumstances beyond what I told her. But she said, I don't care if they look you in the eye and they're saying no, no, no. She says, you have the anointing of God and you take your authority. It works. And she said, you bless a lot of people. The anointing of the Lord's upon you. And you go forth and you release what God tells you to release. And then you just tell them to pray for you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. She said, you're not going to miss God. Hallelujah. So see, I needed that. See, she didn't know what was right or wrong. Doesn't matter. My heart was right. We wanted to bless. We wanted to be used of God. You'd be surprised at many ministries that have come to me and say, this dimension come upon me for a while, but boy, I hit a snag and it just left. Praise God. I got back that Sunday night, that's on Friday night, I got back Sunday night to that church to close the meeting out. I felt like throwing in my hat. Didn't have one, but it felt like I went in, here she comes. I said, oh, have mercy. But when I noticed her face, her countenance was different. She didn't have that flush red. I love you, brother. But some people start out with, I love you. That's why I'm going to tear you to pieces and criticize you. Well, what kind of love is that, brother? Just shut your mouth. I don't need your love. Some people say, oh, I love you. That's why I'm going to straighten you out. There's ways that God uses. Just, hallelujah, that if a person's heart is sincere, there'll be ways that we can talk to one another.
hallelujah, tenderly. Remember Jacob, the ewes, the sheep that were with child, those that are burdened for souls, he led them. Those that have ministries that we see the anointings upon them, lead them softly. Don't give them a gospel cry to chop. Chop them down. Hallelujah, anyhow. She says, you know, she didn't bring the pastor this time. She said, it's hard for me to come tonight, but the pastor suggested that I do this. But she said, I was wrong, brother. She said, the pastor told me that he had been to that couple's home that day. They'd accepted the Lord, and I didn't know it. She started bawling, went over and played the piano better than she ever had before.
Yeah.
Amen. So it was good for her, although she had made a mistake, she didn't probably make that same mistake anymore. So it's good for all of us, you know. Isn't it wonderful that God can deal with all of us? Hallelujah. His own precious way. Hallelujah. See, praise God. So that taught me something, to have a stability. But see, to give that anointing back unto God, I learned that. And in Annie's visions of the Argentina girl, that she said the Lord spoke to her that those who give their gifts back unto the Lord and praise Him, that is the greatest pleasure, is to receive that dependence. And when they're used of the Lord, to praise Him and pray over that experience they've gone through when God used them. So now that takes us to Mount Carmel. Now here's a man, Elijah, on Mount Carmel, and he's calling fire down from heaven because he's already been fed by the ravens. He's already had the experience of the widow, and he's already had that those anointings that has built up his life. Hallelujah. So now he comes to a higher experience on Mount Carmel. Praise God, the same that God that fed him with the ravens, the anointing of that trust now is in his heart. So he speaks, and the stones are even licked up, and the fire and the water and all of the tremendous occasion of Mount Carmel. And he reached into his spirit, and when he saw that fire of God, Elijah became the prophet of fire. Hallelujah. Oh, the exuberance of that occasion came upon him, and he spoke it, and he said, I hear a sound of abundance of rain in my spirit. Hallelujah. The fire of God has come to earth, and therefore it's going to rain. Hallelujah. Praise God. When the fire of God, that's the gifts of the Spirit, are within you, and you release them, that's the latter rain. That's the anointing of the rain. He said, it's going to rain till Ahab, servant, till Ahab to go down to Jezreel, it's going to rain. And everybody scurried around, boy, they begin, after they done away with the prophets of Baal, they begin to scurry and jump in. Ahab went over and jumped in his chariot, V8. Boy, the horses groaned and began to stomp and paw, heading for Jezreel. Everybody left Mount Carmel and the servant gathering around all of those things that pertain unto life for his prophet of God, Elijah. This servant heads toward Jezreel. Elijah said, hey, where are you going? Going to Jezreel. He said, no. Here is the key to all of the experience of the gifts of the Spirit through the believer. Elijah said, no. He says, you come on. He said, we're going the other way. And they went up a little higher, possibly, overlooking the beautiful Mediterranean. And Elijah gets down on his knees, and he says, my God, send the rain. Here is the key to every anointing of the Spirit of God, is that your dependence is upon God in your prayer life. And if you speak a word of the Lord, you must back it up with prayer. And he said, servant, is there any change? There's no change, master. Come on, let's go. You've already, man. Anybody can call down fire from heaven? No, he says, I've got to give this anointing back to God. God, send the rain. Father, send the rain. 4 times, send the rain. 5 times, oh God, send the rain. 6, 7 times. Servant, is there any change? Well, the only thing I can see is a cloud about the size of a man's hand. Glory to God, it's coming. Hallelujah. Elijah jumped up and he said, that's all right. He said, that's all I need. He gathered his garments around him and he outran Arab's V8 chariot all the way to Jezreel. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is that third key, is to give the anointings unto God. And when you're used of the Lord to interpret or to bring forth a prophetic word, you back it up with your prayer life. If you lay hands upon someone, and maybe I've even forgotten what I've said, but I'll say, God, that young lady or that couple or that brother, that grandfather, grandmother, whoever it was, God, that I can see them now as the word of the Lord flowed upon them and they were so thrilled. God, I guard that word. Bring it to pass, Lord. Bring it to pass. I guard it, Lord. My, hallelujah. How the anointing of the Lord takes the pressure and all the pride and the arrogance away from you because you've given it back to God. Hidama shandalama. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the authority of the gifts of the Spirit that will be sound and pure and filtered of all pride and self-expressionism and exhibitionism. God's man of faith and power, you bless this ministry. Amen. I said, Lord, there was a great charismatic conference. Some of the guys I'd even ministered to were over there, close to where I live. I said, Lord, I'd like to go over there and have fellowship and wonder why I'm not invited to speak over there. And Jesus, he jumped a straddle of me, that's Oklahoma term, and he turned me every way but loose. And I wonder why the Lord didn't use me. But boy, he said, you hush. He says, I've taken too many pains to keep you to myself, and I don't want you in that rat race. I didn't understand it too much, but now I do. There's almost everybody over there. Once you go to a certain place, you can't go anywhere else. Everybody's sort of got their little clique. And these cliques are being slapped. Amen. Brother, I'm glad. Hallelujah. I went through that phase. Who's your covering? Everywhere I'd go, who's your covering? I'd say, Mom Insurance. Lorraine knows Mom Insurance. Well, who's Mom Insurance, you know? Is that some kind of new revelation? Mother Insurance, some beautiful woman of God who raised the Assembly of God Church, a nurse. God had used and given her such gifts of the Spirit. She'd pray over her stove, and her stove would work. She'd start to the meeting, and she'd say, well, Lord, at the end of the month, and the fixed income, nothing to give in the offering. But Lord, I want to give $5. She's just stopped. I'm not leaving. And Lord, I need $5 to give in the offering. She dropped her handkerchief. She leaned over to pick up the handkerchief. Under the bed was a $5 bill. Just one thing after the other. Just miracles all the time. Ravens coming and going. Amen. Just somebody has to get, you know, direct traffic. There's many ravens with miracles. Praise God. Isn't that a beautiful thing? She's with Jesus now. But Mom Sherrance's ministry was making these little plastic, she didn't make them, but she bought them down at the bookstore, these little plastic holders of little sponge in there that you put oil on, and she'd put perfume in with the oil so the oil wouldn't get rancid, and she'd fix them all up for me. She put White Shoulders perfume. My wife liked White Shoulders. So all All the perfume, all the anointing, all had white shoulders on. And she would give me these little containers so ministers could have them in their pockets. And I have passed them around all over the world. Mom Sherrance's faithfulness has ministered. No tells how many have been healed just by her faithfulness. And I've kept back just a few where God wants me to put them. Hallelujah. But I say, Mom Sherrance covers me because the phone will ring and praise God. Here's Mother Sherrance says, oh, Brother Flynn says, I don't know what's going on, but so and so and so forth. She'd tell me what's going on. I knew what was going on. And the Lord knew what was going on. And he'd allow her. And she would pray over my wife and me when I was gone and just cover our home in some trying days of getting adjusted, of being known, and you know, of not being booked up 3 years ahead of time. If I'd be good to be booked up 3 days ahead of time. But praise God for faithful ones that God has called to minister to us. Amen. Not some big guy that we can say, well, we're connected with them. Julio. Now, praise God, God kept me to myself with Mom Assurances and others. Hallelujah. Because everybody else is getting slapped at. But praise God for the anointing that will keep you and I. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're understanding what I'm saying, but praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You might not be in the limelight, but praise God, just be glad you're over there with David among the mulberry trees, brother. Hallelujah. What are you doing, David? I'm waiting on the Lord. What are you doing among mulberry trees? You don't like mulberry trees. I know that. I should be out there in the battle. There's them Philistines out there having a heyday in the Valley of Rephaim. Well, I went out there the other day and bless God, hallelujah, it was wonderful. I drew my sword and it was just like a great wave, a great dam of anointing burst. And David said, it just carried us along. In fact, David was the first surfer. Hallelujah. But he said it was easy. There was a great wave behind us, and we just praised God. We beat those Philistines. Bless God, that first time I prayed for anybody. Hallelujah. My, they were set free. My, their legs grew out. Now I've got the ministry of growing legs. Not making fun of it, but just be careful. You don't get into a rut. And that's what God was commanding David. And the next time the enemy come up, David said, oh, that's my ministry, killing Philistines. Hallelujah. Give me my sword. God said, you hush and go stand among the mulberry trees. I've got something to teach you. And people think the first time that the anointing of God comes upon an audience, pull out that sword and get on that wave. Hallelujah. I was used last service, and bless God, here I go again. Oh, the Holy Ghost. And they'll go on and they'll go on and the Spirit will wane and the Spirit will wane and until the platform's down and they've done their thing and the body has suffered. Now hear me. This really happens. Oh, they gave a message one time and it was interpreted. That message in tongues, my, it was interpreted and everybody shouted the house down. Oh, wait till the next time. Boy, the minute the pastor quits or whoever's leading the sin, I'm ready. Hallelujah. And they'll let it fly again. And plump. Stand among the mulberry trees. Because, see, there's something you and I have to know is God's not concerned about us being used and about the enemy. He's concerned about us hearing the goings and the tops of the mulberry trees. And the Hebrew word for goings is the marchings of the armies of heaven. And what Jehovah God wanted David to know is, David, the same thing I had to deal with Joshua on maybe a little different way and manner. Joshua was, I called him to succeed Moses, of course, but he got so exuberant about it. He saw a man with his sword drawn, and Joshua goes over there, hey buddy, are you with us or with them? He wanted to label him. And there Jesus is the captain of the host of the Lord, standing with his sword drawn. Jesus said, would you take off your shoes and hush? And fall on your face. You're on holy ground, buddy. I'm the one's going to lead this group in. Bless God. You know, we're going to do this and that, the other big wonders, you know. But you got to recognize when you're under the anointing, being used in the gifts of the Spirit, to hear. And when you hear the goings and the marchings of the armies of heaven, the captain of the host of the Lord wants everyone to flow, hallelujah, in his timing, in his way. And not just because we're having a good and wonderful praise meeting and then because God used your last service, there's no sign you're going to ride that wave again, brother. He wants you to hush till you hear the voice of the turtle dove and the rose of Sharon and the captain of the host of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, in other words, a maturity there that it's not only the enemy he's concerned about, but praise God. And I've walked among the many a mulberry tree, but thanks to the Lord, hallelujah, there's a sensitivity and there's a security that you don't have to be used to prove the anointing of God. You'll have your turn. I figure bless God, the more I bless other ministries, the more that the anointing of the Lord will, my turn will be coming up. Diotrephus, who loved the preeminence down to everybody else's ministry. Now you might think this is a strange seminar on releasing the gifts, but brother, they'll be released if you have these principles in your heart. And we won't have to go out and clean up after you. Hallelujah. Sure, it's wonderful to encourage one another, but praise the Lord. There is that anointing. And there is that times that you'll have answered prayer. There are those areas, hallelujah, that you are to go forth, but there are times when captain the host of the Lord. There are some cases that just you're not to take and try to handle. Be sensitive to the Lord. Hallelujah. So that you'll not be torn and discouraged in your spirit. Well, God answered prayer over here. How come you didn't hear? Well, I guess then the enemy says, well, you're just not called, that's all. There's just a chance over here. Just some others were with you. No. Praise God. The enemy will always be there. But let's be sensitive to the anointing he's given us for the occasion. Hallelujah. It could be Mother Assurance or it could be someone else that's anointed. I'm always sensitive. And when you're ministering, praise God, allow or be aware of other strengths and anointings. The other day, I was really faced with a situation and a little frail grandmother was standing there and I tell you, I couldn't hardly breathe and the Holy Ghost said, tell her to pray. And she had a little weak voice and I just prayed for her. I said, sister, the Lord wants you to pray and to loose and to command so and so and so forth and you just let the Lord use you. Pray for me. Boy, she laid hands on me and I thought, well, my, where did this come from? She had an anointing, brother. She had probably interceded in prayer many years before I was even thought of. And she set me free. And she set the situation free. And she did a little more than that. I mean, it is beautiful. Praise the Lord for all the body being used. Amen. We thank you, Father. Everybody just pray in tongues.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the mamsukuriara varanda de masia. Oh, shana mahanda la masia. Uriara varanda la mashanda la maha. We give the anointings back unto thee, Lord. We praise you. Every prophecy, every interpretation, every prayer of deliverance, we receive it unto thee, Lord. We lay it on the altar that you would deliver, that you would set free, that you would bring forth the word of the Lord, and we praise you for it.
For ye I have tread the winepress alone, for the time of harvest is at hand. I've taken the little clusters that I protected. I've taken the little divisions and those segments of my body, and I brought the whole harvest together. For I will crush them, I will crush them, and your fruit shall remain, and your fruit shall remain. For he that cometh from Bozrah, for he that cometh from Bozrah, his garments sustain. For I will crush my anointed ones, I'll crush them, and the wine shall flow together. For I will use them, and they shall flow out into all the earth. And I will preserve the anointings of the Lord for the marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Song of the Lord, release it. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Someone else has a scripture that you'll sing. Just sing it unto the Lord. It might be two or three. You just allow the Lord to sing through you. The song of the Lord's on us this morning. Hallelujah. Now, when one is used, then the whole congregation will join in with that which has been spoken. The crux of the matter that has been prophesied or sung, or the word that is being prophesied or sung, the song of the Lord's upon us. Now just release it. Hallelujah.
To my feet, thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And a light unto thy word is a lamp
break,
unto my feet.
Break through,
thy
Lord,
word
with this
is
anointing.
A lamp unto
break through, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my feet. And a light unto my
feet. Let's all join with that theme. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light, and a light, and a light, and a light. Thy word is a lamp, thy word is a lamp, thy word is a lamp. Let the Spirit of the Lord give you the release sound, the song of the Lord. Hallelujah. See, the melody is from the Lord. The song of the Lord. The song of the Lord. Release it, Lord. Hallelujah. The song of the Lord. Someone else bring forth another theme and just sing it, or a portion of scripture. Just let the Lord, Holy Ghost move through you.
Hallelujah, the joy of the Lord. The table is before us and before me. And the joy of the Lord is upon us.
It's coming. It's a fresh dimension when the Lord uses one and the whole congregation responds, see, with that theme. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. This dimension, maybe you haven't been used in this dimension, just release it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For a few minutes now, let's just have a workshop of those, whatever the Lord lays upon your heart. But as we gave yesterday, when the Spirit of God, he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, pray or desire, it's a command to interpret. So let interpretation or prophetic word, we want you to get your release. If you've never prophesied or interpreted, or if you've never had that word of knowledge flow through you, let's just be recipient now. Let's be open and cooperative and yield to the anointings of the Holy Spirit. Put both feet on the floor and just let the anointing of God speak through you. What is the Father saying to encourage and edify the church, to edify his people? Speak as though the Lord was speaking through you in the first person, and allow the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the anointings of God, to speak through you. Now let's all speak the message in tongues, and then the anointings of the Lord, one right after the other. Hallelujah. This is the workshop, but we are very concerned about the release of everyone and just the flowing of the gifts of the Spirit. So we'll give everyone the opportunity.
Those things that you have seen are but a small tasting of those things which I shall lead you to. For I am the light that has prepared the path that I desire you to walk, that you may minister to my sheep. And there be none, yea, none, even the small children and the old women who are in this room, who may not manifest such gifts as I am showing you in these days. For I am calling you to do it. Bring them forth and minister to my sheep, for it will be the delight of my heart, and I will be able to bless you as I desire to bless you only if you do these things that I have called you to.
All right, let's all just speak in the Spirit now, and then one right after the other, release these gifts. Get up, Aramasia. See, you're speaking the message now that later on you'll interpret. Amen, Father, we thank you for the good word of the Lord that you give us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
For I will say unto thee, if thou art as gold in a melting pot, I would desire to bring thee forth as pure gold, without any impurity whatsoever. The gold is to form beautiful ornaments. You are to be ornaments unto me, but at the moment the beauty cannot be seen, for the gold is in the melting pot. Submit yourselves unto the fire, that which is impure may be sifted from that which is pure. But that which is pure would remain, that you might come forth as pure gold, tried in the fire, to be ornaments of beauty unto me. That's
how. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. A good word.
Even my children, as the kernel is in the ear, so are the fruits that shall develop within you. For as the mighty rushing wind of the Holy Spirit blows the dust of the pollen, which is even the gold of my mouth and of my word, upon you, so shall this cause the kernel to form in the ear. And not until that day, until such fruits develop, and as you take them down inside of you, and let that wind blow upon you, and exercise that which I have given you, will these kernels develop upon the ear. And then when that which is on the surface is stripped away, it shall be a full ear, and it shall feed my sheep.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Someone else, move right in.
Oh, I tell you, my children, I have given you the bread of life. I have baked a perfect loaf. The perfect ingredients went into the bread of life. I say, partake of that bread of life. Partake of it. Grow up on it. Feed up on it. Because I am going to bake a new loaf. That new loaf is not ready for the perfect oven yet, for the heat that is going to be put against it. I am putting the ingredients together of a new loaf, and it will be a beautiful loaf. The whole world will see it. It will come, and it will rise up and be beautiful. The world will smell the aroma of it, and it will have the same effect upon the world that the first loaf I built. But then I will remove it from this world. Thus says the Lord.
My children know that your God is no respectful person. What he's done for one, he'll do for all. What he does for others, he'll do for you. Lean not on the understanding of the carnal mind, neither in the knowledge of men, but lean on me, my children, for I do love you, and I do desire to give good gifts unto thee. I will bring it about. I will perform it. That which I have committed unto thee, I will bring it to pass. Therefore, lean on me. Lean not on the strong of the arm of flesh, but lean on me, my children. For I care for
thee. We receive it, Father. Praise the Lord. We receive it, Lord. What we feel that's in these conferences is that there's so many of us from different backgrounds or different areas, and that's why we want to flow in and allow the practical experience of the anointings of God, and for you to watch. The main service is not necessarily in that which is the teaching service alone. That's only about one third of what we'd like to have you consider. We'd like to have you to consider the minstrel anointing that is in the musical flowing in harmony of how choruses, you can sing He is Lord at an inopportune time. You can start singing Hallelujah when you should be having a prophecy and mess up a whole meeting. So see, Glenn and Irma, the staff here in the ministries, different types, different ways of ministry, but we all want you to have the variety and see the practicalness so that each one of us can flow in that dimension. Now these are some that have brought forth the word this morning and yesterday, then the praying for the sick and also the prayer line we had yesterday morning, the releasing of any inhibitions, and then last night that wonderful area of deliverance. These are specialized ministries that you're not to say that's just a certain type of ministry that they have. You're to learn and to watch. You're being taught. The service isn't over.
Amen.
And you'll miss the whole concept of God's anointing and purpose for having you here. Well, I'm just not that way. Yes, you are that way. You might run up against it with a grandchild or with a neighbor or somebody. You better know what to do. You're a believer of God. Or out on the highway somewhere that somebody's crying out. And you'll know how to set them free and how to lead them to the Lord. It's the practical experiences that are more important, or just as much as important. So the three phases, the minstrel anointing, the worship service, the preaching or the teaching of the word, and the after service of divine ministry and anointings and deliverance. Be sure that you get this in your mind. And it's very important for you to come around and even come up and stand around someone who's been used and anointed of the Lord, because that is an environment, hallelujah, of anointing that will help you when you need it.
Amen.
Loose the word audibly. Speak it out.
And the Lord God would say unto his people, you are the members one of another. You are my body, my children, here on earth. I am the head. And it is the head that imparts knowledge unto the body. Therefore know, my children, that the head desires that the body be strong. For your head is strong.
Yes.
And
yes.
Your head is all wisdom. And your head is all knowledge. And your head is all strength. Therefore know that the gifts of the Spirit come forth from the head, which is your Savior, your Lord, your King. And I desire to make my body strong, and the anointing shall break the yoke. The anointing shall destroy the yoke. The anointing shall drive the enemy cast him down and destroy him. Therefore, know that I am your head, and I impart unto thee wisdom and knowledge. Each and every member in particular are members of my body, a living organism. And I give unto thee gift, my children, that you may remain strong, that you may edify each and every member of the body. Therefore, my children, feed on what I have given thee. Receive the manna from heaven that has been fed unto thee. Digest it into your system, and let this food become life in your veins and in the stream of the blood that is within thee. Let the life of God flow freely within my body, for it is the life of God that shall sustain thee. It is the blood of God where the life is, and I desire that you would be strong and healthy, that you would overcome, for I have an army that shall overcome, saith the Lord. Therefore, know that I have fed thee with manna from heaven. I have fed thee with life from heaven. I am the head, and the head will fit firmly on the shoulder of the body, and the body shall stand upright and walk forward, and then shall you know that I am your God, and that your God shall overcome, because you are one body, saith the Lord, and my body is a healthy body.
Praise God. Shall we all stand and praise the Lord? The great word of anointing. Let's clap unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for that great message, Lord. We thank you for that prophetic word, O God. Hallelujah. On the body of our God. Hallelujah. Oh, how great is the body of the Lord. The life of the Lord. The blood is the life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty.
Is mighty.
He will save and he will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.